We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ryan Wollersheim here again with Saturday's Fantasy Bites podcast. All the info you need in 5 minutes or less every single day. For more free access to all the great fantasy coverage from RotoWire, head over to rotowire.com/pod. Major NFL news this morning, as we didn't get the usual Friday news dump, but a Friday afternoon avalanche of transactions, the biggest of which is that the Bears have traded away the 2023 number one overall pick to the Carolina Panthers. Chicago will receive Carolina's 9th and 61st overall picks in this year's upcoming draft, as well as Carolina's 2024 first rounder and 2025 second rounder. Now, the most pressing fantasy storyline from the move is that the Bears will receive soon-to-be 26-year-old wideout DJ Moore. Moore logged 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons up until the 2022 campaign while with Carolina, but he should immediately step in as Chicago's new top wideout. So in one move, the Bears not only set themselves up for the long-term rebuild around young up-and-coming quarterback Justin Fields, but they also acquired a proven playmaker in Moore who can contribute right away ahead of wideouts Darnell Mooney and Chase Claypool. It also looks like the Panthers have ended their go-around on the veteran quarterback cycle. Carolina only makes a move like this if they're going after one of this year's top quarterback prospects, those of which are C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, or possibly Will Levis, depending on how Carolina evaluates those players in the coming weeks. More indications this morning that Aaron Rodgers to the Jets could also be a done deal. At least that's what reports from media members in the metropolitan area are hinting at. The Jets also reportedly cleared up about $15.2 million in cap space through some recent contract restructurings. Packers team president Mark Murphy also spoke with local media members yesterday about Rodgers to the Jets. Murphy said he expects Rodgers to make a final decision sometime before free agency starts this Wednesday. Definitely want to keep an eye out for what Rodgers decides, as wherever he goes could have massive ripple effects on the league next season, as well as the quarterback market this offseason. Other NFL offseason stories from Friday, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy underwent successful surgery on his injured right elbow from the NFC Championship game. He's expected to start throwing again in 3 months. The Dolphins picked up Tua Tagovailoa's fifth-year option, which will kick in during the 2024 season. Odell Beckham Jr. held a private workout for 12 teams reportedly interested in signing the wide receiver this offseason. Those teams got a chance to see OBJ in live action after he sat out all of last season with a torn ACL. And the Vikings also released wide receiver Adam Thielen after 9 seasons in Minnesota. Thielen's production didn't dip all that much in 2022, but his release saves the Vikings about $6.4 million against next season's cap, and it'll also free up more opportunities for younger pass catchers like star Justin Jefferson, as well as K.J. Osborne and tight end T.J. Hockenson. Thielen will turn 33 in August, and he should still see a good amount of interest from teams in need of starting wide receiver depth this free agency period. Another wide receiver, Robert Woods, signed with the Texans on Friday. Quick hit of the biggest NBA injuries ahead of Saturday's slate. Jalen Brunson is ruled out with a lingering left foot injury versus the Clippers. Emmanuel quickly should once again get the start for the Knicks. Oklahoma City's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will return Sunday versus the Pelicans following a one-game absence with an abdomen injury. And then New Orleans' Brandon Ingram is questionable play with a right foot injury in that contest. Giannis, also in jeopardy of missing his third game in a row due to right hand soreness, he's questionable for Saturday night's marquee game versus Golden State. The Warriors' Klay Thompson is probable with his knee, and Andrew Wiggins is questionable due to personal reasons. Luka Doncic, also considered day-to-day after MRIs on his recently injured left thigh, came back clean for any significant injuries. However, he was ruled out for Saturday's game versus the Grizzlies following his exit from Wednesday's loss to the Pelicans. Kyrie Irving also questionable to play against Memphis with what's been labeled right foot soreness. In the MLB, some more tough news for the Yankees. Outfielder Harrison Bader was diagnosed with a left oblique strain yesterday. That means he'll probably start the season on IL and could miss multiple weeks during the start of the season. After all that news, let's get back to the betting pick of the day. Use the Caesars Sportsbook promo ROTO15. Earn a first bet offer up to $15,000. It's conference championship weekend in college hoops, so let's turn to the title game of college basketball's best conference, the Big 12. Number one seed Kansas plays number two seed Texas at 6 p.m. Eastern time. The line is the Jayhawks -2, but my favorite bet is on the over at 141.5. Both teams are above average in tempo and ranked top 25 in the nation for adjusted offensive efficiency, according to KenPom.com's rankings. Kansas also had one of its worst showings of the season when these two played in the regular season finale. Star forward Jalen Wilson was the only Jayhawks player to put up double-digit points, and the final combined score was still 134, with Texas winning 75-59. No matter who wins this time around, it should be a much higher scoring, once again, tight game. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.